Louise, August 1975. The bed is empty. Louise, the counselor, 23, short-limbed, rasp-voiced, jolly, stands barefoot on the warm, rough planks of the cabin called Balsam and processes the absence of a body in the lower bunk by the door. The cabin's single flashlight, the absence of which is used, even in daylight, to indicate that campers have gone to the latrines, is in its home on a shelf by the door. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and those are some lines from the opening to Liz Moore's novel, The God of the Woods. Barbara, the missing 13-year-old camper, is the daughter and only surviving child of the wealthy Van Lars, who not only own the camp, but also live in a mansion on the property. As the story progresses, it weaves in and out of time between the 1950s, when the Van Lars marriage began, 1961, when the Van Lars' first child, Bear, went missing, and the 2 months of 1975 of camp, before Barbara went missing, and the first days of searching for her. Some of the main characters include Barbara, the missing camper, Louise, her camp counselor, Tracy, a lonely camper who hangs out with Barbara, Alice, Barbara's mother, who still suffers from the loss of her first child, TJ, the camp director, and Judy, the investigative officer who solves the mystery of Barbara's disappearance. As the book jacket says, this multi-threaded story is a story of inheritance and second chances, the tensions between a family and a community, and a history that will not let any of them go. If you're looking for a well-written mystery with fleshed-out characters, then you must read The God of the Woods by Liz Moore. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.